Well, Vitaly Churkin, the Russian United Nations envoy, has just filed what could be one of the most profoundly important legal actions in the history of the United Nations, and especially in the history of the 9/11 wars, in regards to the countering of terrorist financing. On December 14th, Vitaly Churkin filed in the United Nations a complaint that the United States has been complicit in terrorist financing and covering up the terrorist financing as it relates to the Turkish smuggling of oil or the smuggling and stealing of Syrian oil from the Syrian lands. And the United States' knowledge of that and covering up of the process and covering up the bank accounts and the various actors who are guilty of that. And it's enormously significant because it is the equivalent of the Russians taking to the World Court, the World Security Council, a legal case which indicts the United States on illegal actions and conspiring to aid and abet terrorists who are harming the interests of Europeans, the interests of the United States people, as well as the interests of the rest of the Middle East as a whole. And some of the most significant aspects are the legal UN resolutions that the U.S. is being accused of violating, which essentially is calling the United States a liar and a criminal actor in some of these financial shenanigans that have been going on for the past year. And in particular, some of the UN resolutions which they've been alleged as violating are 2199, which is banning the financing of terrorist organizations. Now, it's interesting because there are other United Nations resolutions which will also be included in this legal case, which no other media has yet reported, including Russia Today. But Press TV is the only network which is going to be airing this, so it is quite significant. And the other United Nations Security Council resolutions which should be added into the Russian complaint is United Nations Security Council 1373, which mandates the exchange of intelligence among member states and requires member states to criminalize financial activities and freeze the terrorist group's monetary assets. The United States has not done that, and the additional resolutions that they violated are UN Security Council resolutions 1267 and 1526, which sets up a committee to monitor sanctions on Taliban and various terrorist organizations and requires the states to freeze these resources derived from properties or sale of assets. And in addition to the United Nations resolutions, which have been violated, the executive orders of the President of the United States have also been violated. And this should be included in Russia's legal case to show that the United States President and the United States State Department and the United States Pentagon have been violating the very executive orders that the Commander-in-Chief of the United States military has issued. And those executive orders are 13224, which is the principal authority used to fight terrorist financial networks, which targets terrorists and terrorist support organizations, entities owned or controlled by designated persons, individuals acting for or on behalf of designated persons, and individuals and entities providing financial, material, or technological support to designated persons. And also Executive Order 13382, which is the blocking of property and weapons of mass destruction for proliferators and their supporters, which is used extensively against Iranian banks already, companies and individuals. And this executive order has been violated by the U.S. itself. So these documents and these legal instruments need to be made part of the legal case that Russia is making in the world body to show very clearly that the U.S. has behaved as a hypocrite at best and a liar at worst because it's violated its own laws. And I know that for a fact because in my role as a terrorist finance analyst, with Booz Allen Hamilton, and I had a top-secret clearance. Nothing I ever discussed is classified, but everything I did was tracking down the money supplies, the banks, the networks, the operations of all terrorist activities, drug trafficking activities, and money laundering activities, which included the ISIS, Al-Qaeda, oil, and various other instrumentalities for financial gain. So I know for a fact that we reported specific terrorist financing activities involving the highest levels of the Obama administration, Union Bank of Switzerland, HSBC, the Obama administration with Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer and the Department of Justice, as well as Hillary Clinton and her role as Secretary of State. We reported this material to the Obama administration, to the military brass, in September of 2012. And additionally, this was brought up in 2007 and 2008 and 2009. For the past 5+ years, the United States has known all about the terrorist financing networks and operations, and it has done nothing. It has not shared it with Russia. It's not shared it with the United Nations Security Council. It's not included it in any of its intelligence, which is required by UN resolutions. And as a result of that act of omission, that failure to report, that conspiracy to cover up the terrorist financing and the oil smuggling elements, they have allowed ISIS to continue their onslaught of raping and beheading and savage behavior and top-tier operations, which have destroyed much of the areas of the Middle East. So it might be said the United States has participated in the criminal, inhuman acts that the ISIS takfiris have done. So this is a wonderful opportunity for the Russian Federation to bring the world on its side and say, we are petitioning the world to examine the terrorist financing elements, the oil smuggling elements, and to examine which UN resolutions have been violated, which executive orders of the President of the United States himself have been violated, and what congressional federal laws have been violated, because all of that points to the immediate examination of U.S. policy, and perhaps even the impeachment of certain members of Congress and the President of the United States, as well as Hillary Clinton being prosecuted for these criminal acts. So this is a new stage in examining the war and hopefully bringing it to a swift and resolved conclusion.